Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Hey. Today's podcast is round two. With Brendan Riley joining me for an episode.
Thanks for having me again.
Of course. I was just saying to Brendan before we hit record, I'm a little bit nervous about recording right now because it is the day before he needs to make weight for his fight this weekend. So this episode will be live on the Sunday and your fight is Saturday night.
Saturday night, like the night before it comes out.
Yeah. So if people follow on Instagram, you will know how the fight has gone because you'll share it. Yeah,
definitely.
But it's a pretty... intense thing to watch someone that you love and care about go through in the lead up. I don't think I wouldn't have understood this prior to knowing you, but like for you to make weight, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. I think you see me coming home from certain training sessions, I look a little beat up, but then when it comes to this week.
Yeah, this week by far has been the hardest thing.
You've had to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you will. You'll come home from training and it's like, oh.
A black eye.
I feel like you permanently have a black eye.
I've always got
You're
black
always
eye.
Beat up.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. Post Malone vibes. Yeah. You'll always come home from training beat up. There's always something wrong, like in that sense. But this week, watching you have to lose like 8 to 10 kilos in the space of 7 days, I've found really hard.
Yeah. It's very confronting for, I think, anyone.
It's confronting, I think, for anyone, but for me in particular. And I know it's not all about me.
No,
me,
of course
me.
Not. But you still matter.
My. But with my history of having an eating disorder and such a severe eating disorder, like I was so unwell, seeing you do things that I would say are like eating disorder behaviors,
yep.
Such as all the food rules and the weighing and the restricting, I've found it so triggering this
Very
week.
Very triggering, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely hurt and it upset me seeing you yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Sort of I think it really sunk in what I was doing and the effect that... I think you just come to terms of the effect it's actually triggering you.
Well, I was trying to work out why I was feeling so tense. Like, I think this week I've just been kind of like... rigid, like in my body, and just like, oh, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. And then yesterday I had a bit of a cry to you and said, I'm feeling so overwhelmed and so triggered, like this is bringing up a lot of stuff for me.
Felt terrible.
No, but like I said to you, it's not you doing anything, it's stuff that's within me. It's like being activated, but I didn't expect it to be this confronting.
It's not something that I wanted or
But
it upset me seeing you upset.
I know. But I have to understand as well, it's part of the nature of the sport.
Yeah.
For you to make your weight, you lose, how much is it? Like 10 kilos, 8 kilos?
Fight week, I'll lose 8 to 9 kilos.
Yeah. And then you put it back on.
Straight away.
Yeah. So you don't actually have an eating disorder. It's just the eating disorder behavior that's so intense this week.
I suppose I do for a week, but then it's calculated and...
Yeah, this is all done with the support of a dietitian.
Yeah, a dietitian helps me. Yeah, I don't just wing it or anything like that. But I can honestly say, like, I can see how it does trigger you.
Yeah.
In that way.
But anyway, that's not why I was nervous to record it. I'm nervous to record this because you're running on fumes.
Yeah.
You're seriously running on such little energy.
Yeah. Egg whites in the morning, chicken for lunch, salmon for dinner.
Yeah. But tomorrow you have... a cut,
yep.
And then you weigh in Brisbane, and then we've got your fight, and we can keep people updated on social
of
media
course,
about
yep.
how that weekend goes.
If they want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in saying that, long-winded intro, we are just going to answer some questions that have come through via Instagram.
I think we got a few from last.
Yeah, I have a few.
And then a few after the first pod.
Yes. Yep. So should we just go through them?
Yep.
Okay. Did you kiss on the first date or was it an awkward goodbye hug vibe?
It wasn't a kiss and I don't think it was awkward at all.
No. So you picked me up and then you dropped me back home. And I feel like there was a moment where it was like, oh.
We could have kissed.
Yeah, because you hopped out of the car and like walked me up a little bit and like we gave each other a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't kiss.
No.
I don't think I would kiss on a first date.
I would have kissed you.
Yeah, I know you would have. There was a point when we were having coffee where you leant in and I thought you were going to kiss me.
No.
But like you just leant in and said something really close to me. It was about the fridge.
Nice fridge.
Yeah.
Hey, nice fridge.
No. So no, we didn't kiss on the first date. When did we kiss?
Second date.
And you said to me, you make me really nervous.
You did.
Yeah, and then I kissed you.
You're a stunning human.
Stop it. All right, no question, but you guys give off major Kravis vibes and I'm loving it. It's not the first time that's come through. Will you be recording this after his fight? Would love to hear his perspective after his win or his loss. How do you feel like going into this fight? Because you won your last fight so quickly. How do you feel about the whole, like, will I win, will I lose thing?
I don't think about winning or losing. I think I went into my last fight with the same headspace that, like, if I win or lose, like, I think it's the process building up to it. And I think that's what drew me into MMA. It's not the fight or the violence or anything like that. It's just the structure and the control.
The discipline.
And the discipline and then the fitness, I think. So, like, win or lose, I've done exactly what I had to do to get into the cage. So that's when I sort of switch off and I'm like, whatever happens after that happens. So
yeah, you've said that to me a few times, that you just getting to the fight is like a win for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I feel like once I step off the scales.
It's so much work. Yeah, oh my God.
Like hours.
Dumb.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like you've seen me, like I've had days where I'm just like,
you beat.
Fudge.
Yeah. Oh, you're so wholesome.
I don't even know if I can swear on your podcast.
You can swear on the podcast.
But yeah, once I jump off the scales and I know I've weighed in, I've already won.
And you keep saying that to the boys as well, that for you, because the boys will say, do you think you're going to win? And you're like, yeah, I do think I'm going to win. But even if I don't, like there's, like it's 50-50.
Yeah.
One of us is going to win and one of us isn't going to win. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem very level about it all, which is good. Like I don't have any anxiety or nerves surrounding how you'll take it if you don't win or how you'll, I just feel like let's just get to this fight.
Yeah.
Because I know there's not a lot of pressure on the outcome.
At the end of the day, either way, I'm walking out of the cage.
Yes.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Also if you hear noises in the background, that's Lou. She's brought her treat in and she's throwing it around. Brendan's life story. I feel like that might have to be its own podcast episode.
Two of them.
Pardon?
The two.
Yeah.
It's definitely, yeah, a backstory.
I think we'll do an episode where you can kind of think more about what it is that you're comfortable sharing and from there.
I think I'm comfortable sharing everything, but yeah. Like I'll be honest about everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because you've not had the easiest upbringing.
No. It's been tricky.
So we'll do another episode. How did meeting the family go? So I recently met Brendan's family down in Sydney. When was that? That's when we started to get sick.
I think we worked it out 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. How did that go?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I.
I honestly thought you meeting some of the closest people to me in my life was, like, amazing.
Yeah, so we had a family dinner the first night we were down there, which was nice. I met your
auntie, uncle,
cousins, their kids, and they were all so beautiful and so, like, wholesome and welcoming, and
yeah.
It was really nice. And then I also met two of your best guy friends and their partners. And
yeah, so Craig kids. And Reese and their yeah. partners and little ones.
All beautiful people.
Yeah. But, definitely have learned over the years that I've got to surround myself with really good people.
It's just a shame they all live in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ship them up to Kingscliff.
Come on up.
Come on up. What else have we got here? Okay, co-parenting when the biological dad is in the picture. Do they get along? Is it hard having a different style of parenting? For some reason, my throat's closing up. I'm going to cough. co-parenting when the biological dad is in the picture. I guess because if we had full custody of the kids, that's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
But, of course, they go to their dads. They're with us 6 nights in a row. Then they go to their dad for 3 nights in a row. There's not a lot of crossover, really.
Pick up.
Yeah. And that's about it.
Yep. Leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Another one about how did the family meet and greet go? Do you think they liked me?
They loved you. Thank you. Yeah, the fact that my Auntie Rhonda gave me the thumbs up as we're leaving.
Has my dad met you? Yeah.
I've met Shane.
You met my dad. Sorry about the sniffling as well. You met my dad pretty early on in the piece, didn't you?
When we dropped Lou up.
Mm.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah. He likes you. He likes putting you to work when you come over. Yeah. He saves tasks for you.
Yeah.
Or, like, when he comes here, he's like, is Brendan going to be there?
Yeah.
I need
the
a hand here.
The fridge, the bananas.
Need a hand lifting something. He's not silly.
Yeah, nah. But yeah, let's put this boy to work.
Yeah. What did you think when you met my dad and Mallory? But I feel like that was kind of like a wild night because Dad was all on one. Yeah. All at once. And on the drive up there,
I thought we went over for dinner.
Well, we were meant to be, but then remember Dad had been drinking and he's yeah. like, I don't want to drink. Yeah. And Mallory's like, I don't want to eat. And I'm like, I don't want to eat.
And then we just didn't eat.
Yeah, and then we got grilled or something. But on the drive there, I joking, okay, just for the listeners, I often will jokingly say to Brendan, take your shirt off. Like, he's obviously got a great body. And it's kind of just a joke. I'm like, take your shirt off. And I said that to you while we were driving.
And I did.
And you did, right? So then we pull into my dad's street.
And everyone's sitting on the front lawn.
They're sitting on the front lawn.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Everyone's like on the driveway.
Yeah, standing there talking and stuff. And
First time you're meeting them.
I'm like, shit, I got to keep driving. So we drove up the street and I put my shirt back on.
It's just like one of those funny things. Like, I'll say it to you in Cole.
Yeah, I'm like, take shirt off. I'll be cheeky. Like, take my shirt off for you. And so I did. Funny. And then it's like, boom.
Hey, family. But what did you think? What I imagine is it would be pretty full on meeting my dad when he's had a few drinks and then my sister, who's obviously such an extrovert, and we don't really have many boundaries, like in terms of the things we'll talk about.
How did I feel about it?
Yeah.
I felt fine. Like, I just felt like it was like a little crew of like good friends just talking
little hyenas.
Smack. Yeah, yeah. Like just like everyday chit chat. Like it was good. It wasn't awkward and I didn't feel uncomfortable or anything like that.
Was it awkward at the end when Mallory asked you to pick Dad up?
When was that?
When we were leaving. She's like, just pick Dad up.
Oh, lift yeah. him up. I'm like, no. I would though.
You would.
Little Shane.
How did you go moving from little Shane? He's little, isn't he?
Yeah, tiny I like man. It. Yeah.
How did he go? So how did you go moving from bachelor life to family life?
I found it really, really easy.
I feel like it's just meant to be for you.
It was effortless.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because I've always wanted a family. And then I've always wanted a beautiful partner. And it just worked, I think. And, like, the kids liked me early on. I didn't have to try. Like, I was just... And I was just myself. Like, I didn't try hard at all.
I will often say to you, though, like, 8 months ago... Your life was so different.
Yeah.
Like, you were just hanging around doing your own thing on your own. And now it feels like you've always been part of our family unit.
Yeah.
And you just slip into dad mode so well.
Yeah.
Like, you're all over it. Like, you're doing parkour with one of the boys and you're coming to school parades and you're making their breakfasts and, like, you just...
Yeah. I don't even think about it at all. Like a couple of times, like I've thought, like, I feel like I've been doing this a lot longer than what we have. And then even like before we met, like I wasn't really doing a whole lot. Like I was either training or I was going to have dinner by myself or going to the movies by myself. So,
yeah.
And I don't find...
Now you don't get 10 minutes to yourself.
But I don't find the boys full on at all. Like obviously like every now and then they'll have their like little red frog bursts.
Yeah. But like, usually right before bed.
But they're such good kids. Like it's... Like, they never muck up, like, they never chat back. Like, it's just like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, because I will often say to Brendan, do you want me to take the kids out for a bit? Or, like, do you want to tap out? Like, I feel like I'm often saying to you, do you need a breather? And you're like, no, like, I don't ever, like, I don't feel.
No, I don't feel like I need to get away at all.
Yeah.
No, like, I'll go to training, I'll go to work and I'll throw my Lycra on every now and then and I'll go for my cycles, but like just being at home feels like home. So
are you guys wanting marriage before a baby or not fast? Brendan?
Well, I don't know, whatever.
I'll just handball that one to you.
We're not planning on or trying to have a child, but I would like to marry you.
What makes you so compatible with each other? He's just like shaking his head, like, why did you skip?
Yeah, you just like.
No, because I just don't know how to answer that. Like, do you want a baby before marriage or whatnot? Like, you and I have talked about how much, like, both of us didn't ever think we'd want to get married again. And now we're both like, oh, like, I feel like I would marry you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, oh, like, I don't know. I've said to you a few times, I feel like we'll fall pregnant before we get married. But again, we're not planning.
We're not planning anything or anything like that. But then ideally, like, you'd like to get married before.
Yeah, but I'm getting old.
So am I. I'm older than you.
Yeah, but it's different because women, like, our eggs start jumping off a cliff around 35. Who knows? We don't know. Like, we have days. Like, I shouldn't say we. I have days where I'm like, I just don't know if I could ever be pregnant again.
You are very hot and cold.
Yeah, on a baby.
But I would marry you.
I know. I'd marry you too.
Yeah. And I'm, as much as I'd love a child of my own, I'm happy just to have the boys.
You've said to me in the past, and again, don't know if this is an overshare. I'm just taking note of the timestamp because I can edit it out. But you've said when you were single, like, you wished you could have a baby on your own.
Yeah.
It's, like, not something that a man can do. I
would have been a single dad in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Just me and a little man. Yeah, going to sports.
Or a daughter.
Yeah, I always said that I never wanted a daughter. But now, like, I'd love a little princess.
Yeah.
But, like, if I had a little princess, like, we'd do, like, little girly things and we'd have tea parties and stuff like that. But then if I had like a little boy, we'd go to sports, I'd teach him how to ride motocross like I did. And
I think you'd be so surprised because before you have kids, you think that. You think like, oh, if I have a boy, they'll be like this. Or if I have a girl, they'll be like that. And then you have them and they just completely surprise you. Like you could have a daughter that's obsessed with motorbikes or a son that's obsessed with tea parties and fabulous things.
So I've got two good friends up here and their little girl, Skylar, is obsessed with bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute. What makes you so compatible with each other? I think shared values. I feel like we both value similar things in life, which I think is incredibly important in a relationship because if you have different values, you're always going to be clashing on where to spend your resources, your time, your money, your energy, what's important, all of those things. I'm going to cough again. So I think shared values make us compatible. Like, I mean, there's lots of things.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think values are the biggest.
Yeah.
I think that's what made us click a lot more is that we wanted the same things out of, plus you're really hot.
Stop
it. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
No question, but you two are beautiful and give me hope there are still good ones out there. I've had so many messages from women saying, like, thank you for sharing conversations with you and snippets of our life on Instagram because it gives them hope.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But also, like, of course you should have hope.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's millions of people out there.
And there's always... Oh, what did you say then when we first got together? You don't believe that there's...
one perfect person for everyone. Look, now you're like, yes, you do. You believe I'm the one. I think there are lots of different people that you could be happy with. But something I will say when it comes to giving people hope is you and I could have been a near miss because I'm not really your typical type.
No.
You're not really my typical type.
No.
And after our first date, there were the floods and things. Like, it could have, I feel like we could have easily missed each other and being like, oh, well, it was a nice first date, but not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we
pursued it. All I was saying is, like, I think there's definitely hope for a lot of people meeting the right person. It's either whether you want to put yourself out there or then at the end of the day, you need to know what your worth and what your values are, because there's no point being with someone that isn't going to share that with you.
Yeah, sorry, I've just got to get the screen back on. I agree completely. But in saying that, I also didn't expect to have such a big love at this age. Like, I feel...
Well, I'd given up.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is Brendan a... Did you say thanks because I said yeah?
Yeah.
Is Brendan a bookworm too? If so, what kinds of books? And does he listen to podcasts? You would rather do anything than read a book.
I can't read. Like, I can read. Like, but I...
He can read.
I can read, but I can't.
Phew.
Yeah, I can't find the energy to sit down and try and read and relax. Like, it's just not...
You're not a bookworm.
No.
Not at all. And you're not really a podcast person either.
Depending on who it is and what it's about, like, if... that person has, like I listen to all yours, but...
Thanks for the reading.
That's what I do. But, yeah, if I'm interested in the person getting interviewed, then I'll listen to it.
Yeah, but you're not a big consumer of podcasts. Like, I've sent you episodes before, and you might listen to them in drips and drabs. You're not, like, a start to finish.
No.
You'd rather listen to music.
Yeah.
Yeah, angry music.
I listen to music.
Angry music. All right. Dynamic of you occasionally drinking and Brendan not. So, yeah, I'll happily have a few drinks, but you haven't had an alcoholic drink in...
10 years.
I thought the dynamic's fine.
Oh, I think it's fine.
I think
it's fun seeing you let your hair down. A few oysters and a couple of wines.
My arms get a bit heavy.
Hello.
I'm choking. It's a bad cough.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel so good.
Aww.
Oh.
Black lung.
I feel like it's not a problem. Prior to meeting you, if someone had on their profile, I don't know what this says about me, but if someone had on their profile that they didn't drink, that would be a no for me because I have enjoyed in the past having drinks socially. And I guess in my mind, if someone doesn't drink, I'm like, oh, that might not be shared values. Like, they might not enjoy being around people who drink or that sort of thing. But I don't feel like it's an issue at all for us. Like, you're very comfortable.
I ask you if you want to drink.
Yeah. You're very comfortable not drinking, comfortable in your own skin. And I'm not a big drinker anyway.
No.
Like, I'll have two wines maybe every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Favorite things to do as a couple? I just like having coffee with you.
Oh, I love that.
I also like just having a shower with you. Like, I feel like that's been our thing lately. And, yeah. Because we've got 2 shower heads. It's like a debriefing time.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time we just sort of stare. what a day.
What a day. What are our other favorite things to do as a couple? Bike rides?
Oh, yeah. We definitely like going for bike rides.
We like date night.
Date night.
We don't have the boys.
Yep.
And our version of a date night is like a 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Share some oysters and olives. You'll have a Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
And then we'll have a diet ice cream.
Oh.
I'm really living.
Kylie makes these the best protein ice cream in a cone with chocolate in the bottom. Like, what are they? Like Cornettos.
Oh, yeah. We put like this sugar-free make-believe Nutella in the bottom of an ice cream cone.
Heaven.
Heaven. You'll sit there I'll with two.
I'll have two. Yeah. I'll lick one eight.
Yeah. But we don't do anything like exceptionally interesting. Like it's not like we go rock climbing or anything.
No,
like,
but I think that's enough.
You know, I like doing groceries with you.
Oh, I love going to Coles with you. The music's on.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think or say.
You always dance at Coles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Coles. As if you're not going to dance at Coles.
Shania Twain was on today and he was like dancing with me. And I said to him, I bet people think he's on drugs.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're fully like, dancing.
This guy is cracked.
Brendan's goals for the future?
Lou. Definitely want to marry you. I want to do some online sort of business sort of things.
Yeah, I think we answered this in the last episode together.
The blog. Yeah.
Do you now have a brother or sister-in-law? I know you're not married, but you get the idea. So do you have siblings, I guess?
I've got a half-brother in Sydney.
Which I didn't get who I didn't get to meet this time.
No,
around.
We didn't get to catch up with them, but next time we're down or they're up, I'm sure we'll catch up with them. But yeah, I've got a half brother. He's younger, 21, 22.
How does Brendan feel about me sharing you with my following?
Doesn't bother me at all.
You couldn't care less, hey? You're
I don't care. And I'll still be a huge goose no matter what. I think majority of your stories is catching me out being a wanker. an absolute dick.
No.
Like your followers are probably like, how?
No, I get so many messages being like, oh my gosh, I love him. Like, yeah, he's funny.
he's an idiot.
You are not. I love that about you. Like, you've even been in some of my sponsored content. And you're like, I don't care. Like, life's too short to care.
Yeah, I don't care what people think or I'll just be myself. And I think I found that a lot more that a lot of people will say to me, like, oh, don't you miss drinking? Like, don't you feel like you have more fun when you drink? I'm like, no, because I am who I am. And
you're so fun.
Yeah, I'm the class clown.
The boys always say, Brendan, you make our life fun.
Really?
Yeah, you've heard them say that.
Yeah.
How did you learn to treat women so well? Because you... Sorry, I'm just like, ask you the question, then I'll jump and answer.
Yeah, you just do you.
But, pardon?
I had a mush moment. Mush moment.
I'll wrap it up soon so you can eat chicken thar.
A salmon tonight.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, goody.
But how did you learn to treat women so well? I will just say I've never met anyone who treats, like you treat me so incredibly well. And you have from the moment we met in terms of you still open the car door. You always speak so nicely to me, even when I'm like emotional and cranky. Like you're very kind and generous.
When are you ever cranky?
he's being sarcastic. I've been cranky
this week.
Don't expose me. No, this week I've been like a real...
It's understandable.
Yeah.
I don't think you're bad at all.
No. But...
I can tell when you're off, but I don't think you're maybe.
No, I don't think I am either. But you are so respectful of women.
Yeah.
Like in every area. Yeah. So how and why?
I think because growing up just with my mum and my nan.
You were raised by them.
Raised by women. And then also my aunties are beautiful humans. So I think...
You've got lots of good women around you. Yeah,
like really good, genuine women that have sort of taught me just to respect women. And I think some of the things that happened when I was younger to my mother have sort of shown me that women really need more help. Not more help. I'm not saying like women.
No, I think that's fair. Like we've been disadvantaged in comparison to men.
And then also knowing,
Yeah. But even when we're out and about, like if you see an older woman, you're like, oh, like look at her. Like she's so cute.
Yeah, I was really close with my nan, so little Beryl.
And then you've got her name on your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, obviously growing up with mum. Yeah.
Was he as healthy as you when you first met?
Healthy?
I don't really...
Not that week. That was my fight week.
Yeah, you were blowing out deluxe.
Oh, so much. Fatty.
Big piggy. Yeah,
pig boy.
but you live a healthy lifestyle. Like this week is like so unhealthy what you have to do to your body. But generally speaking, you live like, I mean, you've been in camp, so you have to eat healthy.
Since we've been together, I've basically been training for another fight.
Yeah. I like how you eat in camp, not this week, but normally. Like it's just healthy. It's salmon, how I eat anyway.
Salmon and salad. Like but like every now and then, like don't get me wrong, like, I love Mexican.
Oh, you love food. You're a foodie. Yeah,
I love food.
And I don't think you're as health focused as I am in terms of you'll smash Red Bulls and stuff like that.
Sugar-free.
But, like, you don't mind about, like, artificial sweeteners things. Yeah,
stuff like that doesn't scare me. I'll drink Pepsi Max. I probably don't drink enough water.
You've gotten me onto Pepsi Max.
Oh, sorry, Lou.
Under your foot.
My bad. I probably don't drink enough water normally.
Yeah. But that's not been a problem this week. You had to have how many litres on Sunday?
9 litres on Sunday, 9 litres on Monday, 9 on Tuesday.
Wild.
A lot of water.
Do men overthink after encounters with a woman they're interested in? I know women do for men. So after our first date, were you like overthinking things you said or did? Or generally, if you like a woman?
Well, I honestly thought that you were too good to be true. So I guess I was.
Do you still think that?
Yes. I think... Yeah, I was definitely thinking about that. I definitely thought that you were too good for me. So maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, overthinking a little bit, but... Yeah, I sort of just let it play out. And then we had the second date. And I just think you're very, a catch. Like, you're incredible.
You were very vulnerable and honest at all times with me. Like, on our second date... You were like, you make me so nervous. I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? You're like this beautiful, like what are you talking about? You're nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, is this guy real? Like, is he for real? And I think it took me a little while to believe that you were for real. I was kind of like, is he up to something? Like, is he, you know, like you knew that. Like, I was a bit wary at the start.
Yeah.
What else have we got? How do you mentally prepare for a fight? Big yawn.
Sorry. Mentally, I don't know. Like, it's a huge mental sport in terms of preparing and training and stuff like that. But yeah,
you kind of
mentally, I think you just got to realize that it is a fight. It's 50-50 and it could go either way. And like, if you're not sort of prepared to know that, like, then I don't think you should be fighting.
Yeah. You haven't really had a chance this week, I don't think, to think a lot about it because you've been working all week. Like, you work for yourself and like you've had like a big job, like a big week this week just working.
Stressful week.
Yeah.
It's been a week.
So I was gonna say, it's been a tricky week.
Flat tire. Yeah, it's been
all sorts of things. Yeah. It has been. And then sick kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of sick kids, I keep coughing. Yeah. Speaking of that, I'll choose one question to answer as the last one, and then we'll wrap it up because we need to eat, and then we need to get you up to the gym.
The gym.
Up to the gym.
Who's gym? Why do people go to gym?
Where do you both see yourselves settling and living?
It's up to you.
You don't care, hey? You're like, oh, just wherever you want
to
go.
I'm happy to live wherever is fit for everyone, I guess. But like, I just need nice open space with plenty of room, and I would love an acreage.
The only thing you've ever said to me is you don't want to live in an apartment, but other than that, you're like, wherever you want to live is fine.
Yeah.
I love the area that we're in now, but I think that we will be pushed out of the price market and we'll have to look at other suburbs soon.
Yeah. But then
the market's wild.
I also want to make sure that it is a good area for the boys to be sort of growing up in. There's sort of plenty to do and they can sort of still focus on their schooling and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely want like a good future for them.
Yeah. And then the last two that I'll read just because they're nice. Sorry about my cough. I just love you both. So happy for you. You've helped me remind me how much I love my man. And then I love the two of you so much. Bring so much hope that it's possible to find love again. I'm going to choke. Sorry about the coughing.
Can you not do it on the podcast? I mean, choke. Like, you can cough. Oh, just don't die on me.
I know. All right. Well, there are other questions that we will perhaps answer another time, but we'll leave it there because it's been a longish episode. I sound awful. You need to eat.
What's that?
What's that? Go and get you a nice bowl of air. But we will share how your fight goes over the weekend.
Yep.
And you'll do another episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to come back if you guys want me to. And if you do.
Yeah.
But maybe. Thanks for having me again. Don't wink at me like that. They can't see that. Dirty girl.
What's your Instagram handle for those people that might want to jump over and follow you?
It's just a bunch of underscores.
It's Riley.underscore. It just go to my Instagram page. You'll find him. It's so much easier. That's easier.
I might just change it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to share it to your Instagram stories and tag us, and then we can share it again.
Hope you guys have a good weekend.
This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you good?
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.